And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome, you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and we are ready to fire up a grill. Having some unseasonably warm weather this time of year for us, and I'm still in full-on grill mode. What about you, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, thanks, Job. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the weekend, so we're going to talk about summer flair, summer fair with flair. Easy for you to say.
Yep, almost as easy as network.
I didn't laugh out loud. But my neck does work.
Right, yes.
Anyway, yes, it's so hot, my pepper plants are dying.
Well, put some water on them, man.
And they're automatically irrigated.
Well, must be not enough. Turn the water
I guess
up.
So. I've got the underground water soakers, you know, on a timer, right. And they get a drink every morning, but they're just like, at least the jalapenos and the serranos are done.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It's just like, it's too freaking hot. I'm done.
Yeah, and we had a few days this week, and I guess it's getting a little bit better, but... Did you cook anything good this week?
I did. Gosh. Well, first of all, we were camping up at Wilderness State Park, so I was on a campfire every night.
That's like up by Mackinac City, right?
It's about 8 miles west of the Mackinac Bridge, right on Lake Michigan. And we took our two little four-year-old granddaughters, twins, and they
shiver
loved,
and shake if
loved
they were
to camp, loved to camp. No, the water was nice. Yeah. And we were just there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we charted out all the spots on the shore, and my wife's really good with their app, so she's shopping it all the time, you know, waiting for an open, and she found a couple opens, and we're
so
right on the water.
You're gonna be on the fudge tour?
We're gonna take them downtown Mackinac City next time. We didn't do it this time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if you've noticed though, but right now there is a glut of pork on the market. And I'm walking into the big box stores where we do the rest of our shopping, and I've found these like pork loin, the whole pork loins for 99 cents a pound. And
put them in the freezer.
Well, that's just it, man. And I mean, your local butcher shop can't compete with that. These big box stores are buying them by the semi-load, but I have to admit that I bought a couple of them for, you know, the sticker on the right says $27.50 and you pay $6 for it. Right.
Nice.
And so I brought a couple of them, threw them in the freezer, but I kept one out. And I filleted the thing, draw it real sharp knife, draw it down through about a half inch, and then start unrolling it like a jelly roll. Right.
Butterfly.
Made a big flat butterflied piece of pork. Stuffed that with some pork sausage, some spinach, some Parmesan cheese, and an egg and breadcrumbs, and mixed all of that up raw. Laid it in there in about a half inch thick layer, and then just rolled it back up, trussed it, and then put barbecue seasoning on it. Then I made
a pork sausage raw.
Yeah, yes, it was. And then
you made kind of a loin fatty.
Right. Yeah. And then but to finish the fatty thought, I did the bacon weave on the outside. But I had to truss it first before I put the bacon on because it wouldn't stay rolled up.
Sure.
Right. So
God, that sounds good. Did you get pictures?
Fabulous. Did you get pictures? Yeah, we got pictures of it. Lisa took some pictures of it. I haven't posted them yet, but I will. But the only drawback is the string was under the bacon. So when I started slicing it, you'd hit a string. You just pull it out. It kind of unraveled the bacon
a little bit.
But it made it hold together. It was a great presentation.
No kidding.
But it was tasty, man. And I didn't have $10 into the whole thing. because these pork loin was ridiculously cheap.
Did you have company over?
Yeah.
So you got to show off a little bit.
Right, and there were two other couples, and we even had some left. I mean, those things, nice. It was like 6 pounds, right?
Great.
For $6, so yeah, I'd give it a run, but it worked. So I just think, I still, when I go to Meijer or wherever you go, right now pork is ridiculously cheap. I think that the slaughterhouses must be open. I don't know what the reason is, but there's a glut of it on the market
right
now. Well,
they had to kill off a bunch of livestock, right? Because they had held it for so long. The slaughterhouses are finally opening up, and there's an overabundance of product. So I don't think that'll last very long. So,
No. So
Monday night, I think it was Monday or Tuesday night, we have a bunch of the kids home. The boys are gone, of course, for military service, but the girls were all in. So I pulled out a bunch of ribs, pork ribs, and some from my pig, and then...
Wouldn't that be where the pork ribs come from?
Well, no, these were some I bought from Sobe.
Oh, okay. All right.
The ones from my pig, they called them plate ribs, and I wasn't really...
What's that mean?
Thrilled. Yeah, I wasn't really thrilled with the processing. I won't say who it was.
I've heard of spares, and I've heard of baby backs. Yeah. I've never heard of plate.
These were a mess.
When they're on your plate, they're plate
ribs. They didn't even look good on the plate.
Really?
No. So I had baby backs, plate ribs, and then I had beef ribs.
Oh, yeah.
And I also did... I took one of my packages of pork belly,
right,
and I cut it up into cubes. I cut the skin off. I tried to make some pork rinds. I learned what to do next time.
Hotter oil.
Yeah. No. You just gotta cut a lot of the more fat off the pork rinds, and then you gotta dehydrate it a bit.
Ah.
So anyway.
So fresh ones.
No big deal.
So
the puppy loved it. Cleo loved right. pork rinds. Yeah. But
that dog's built like a sausage.
Yeah. She's getting big. But the pork belly was fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of flavor there.
I put some billy bones on it. I live streamed it when I was doing it. It was only 91 degrees out.
Right. Yeah. Sweating it out.
Oh yeah. It was ugly.
So did you do the beef ribs and the pork ribs at the same time?
Yep.
So the pork ribs usually cook a little quicker than the beef, right?
Yeah.
So but you still did that, just season them up and did them at, what, like 270, 275 or something?
I was on my Cajun.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say they were at 300.
Okay. That's charcoal.
And I pulled it's charcoal. So I pulled the pork ribs first.
Yeah.
And then I wrapped the beef ribs, and my charcoal was dying out, so I threw them in the oven. And,
sure. You've got the flavor on them. You know what?
Doesn't matter.
Because you got the smoky flavor on them already the first hour or two that they were on the charcoal.
Doesn't matter.
And if you need to finish them, just throw them in the oven. Wrap them up so they don't dry, but throw them in the oven.
Yep.
Right?
And so I've got too many tomatoes in the garden.
Oh,
so I took all those tomatoes and I threw them on the grate and let them take some of that residual heat for about an hour and a half. And we were done with dinner.
Tomatoes.
I pulled them off. No, they were just... They were very hot. Yeah. There was more heat there than I thought. Because I'm trying to bear pot.
Right.
Yeah. So right.
So what are you making out of those? Or what did you make out
Maggie,
of those?
Maggie is making some salsa.
Oh.
Oh, Maggie and Emily are going to fight over them probably.
Right.
They each are trying to claim them. So
sure.
I'll let them duke it out and I'll just eat whatever they make.
Right. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. But so you're getting ready to cue for a perforated tube.
Yep.
You got a note here. What is that?
Sounds like a crack pipe to me.
Well, it sounds like one of those hogs with a problem.
Well, next,
is what it sounds like. Perforated tube.
Yeah, it's called. There is a medical term for that.
Is that Duzma?
Yeah.
Did you give me a perforated tube? That's what that guy does for a living.
Yeah.
He perforates tubes.
Yeah, I'm doing Q for his shop at the end of next week.
I see.
So, and then I'm going to head up to the Manistee National Forest and camp for the rest of the weekend again.
Yep.
So it's like a great year to camp.
Right.
But yeah, they want to. I've cooked for them before. I do like butts and briskets and then bitchin' beans and same stuff Corey and Shasta like.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of that, we do have the proprietors of the Old World Olive Company here in the studio with us. Going to be joining us in the next segment, Shasta and Corey. Corey sits quietly in the corner and
not so quiet.
The beautiful voice of a woman on the Grilling Guys is a rare thing, and we always look forward to having Shasta with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll get all over the olive oils and balsamics in the next segment because you don't want to miss this. This is one of my favorite shows when she comes in every time she does because
even if she brings Corey,
right? You're going to learn a lot.
Get me out of here.
About how to use balsamics and vinegars, which are flavored vinegars, and then flavor-infused olive oils. It's wonderful.
So and, it'll be the Shasta Show.
It will be.
Let's take a break.
Right. All right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.